verse 11 starts. Jesus continued. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he'd spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death." "I will set out and go back to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him and ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him."
The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the elder son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The elder brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
More depth. Can you remember a time when you were far from home? Perhaps it was a long time ago. Maybe recently. Maybe you're experiencing that right now. Some of us know what it's like to travel to the other side of the country. Some of us know what it's like to travel to the other side of the world. And there are different reasons for that. Perhaps it was for a holiday, or you just needed a change. Or at the other end of the spectrum, maybe you had to. Maybe you felt that you didn't have a choice. So you left home. And before you knew it, you were far far from home. Whatever your experience of being far from home, usually there's a time, there's a moment where it hits you, doesn't it? And you want to go home. And you want to be back where everything is familiar, where you know everyone, where you feel safe and secure. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Sometimes you can feel so far from home that you say to yourself, I feel lost. Maybe in that moment you are literally, really lost. Have you ever felt that way before? Now, I don't know this morning if you've read much of the Bible before or read many of Jesus' stories, his parables before, but Jesus told some brilliant stories. And we're going to spend some time now looking closely at that story that Judy and Samantha read for us a few moments ago. It's a story about a person who is far from home. And this person in the story gets themselves into a mess and feels lost. In fact, he is lost. And when, in the story, he longs to come home and he turns around and he returns to his family, he's welcomed back with open arms. Now, straight away this morning, you might be suspicious of reading the Bible. And I get that. Or you might be tempted just to sit back with your popcorn and to listen and enjoy the story. And it is a good story. But I want to suggest this morning that there is a reason that Jesus tells this story. And the reason that Jesus tells this story is to show us how things really are in this world. He tells us this story to show us what we are like. Each of us is far from home. Each of us is lost. And what each of us needs more than anything else is to come home. Even more importantly, the reason Jesus tells this story is to show us what God is like. God, our Creator, is loving. He is patient. He is kind. He is forgiving. He is compassionate. And right at the core of what this story is about, right at the core of what Grace Church Kidlington is all about, right at the core of what life is all about, is this: that each of us is lost, far from home. But when we come back to our Father, he says, welcome home. So we look closer at the story together. You might like to listen, or you might like to have the Bible open in front of you and to follow along. If you have it open, let's read from verse 11 again. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. I wonder what strikes you about this part of the story. I wonder what interests you about this part. Is it the way that the son treats his father like dirt? Is it the way that the son goes from having everything to hitting rock bottom? And the bottom line is that this guy is in trouble. He's far from home. He's lost, isn't he? But we're told that he comes to his senses. And it's like it suddenly hits him. It's like, what am I doing? And he decides that he's going to turn around and he's going to go home. He's going to make the long journey back. And notice what he's going to say to his father in verse 19. He's got it all figured out. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. So he got up and went to his father. Now, it's worth pausing here and just asking ourselves, look, if you were the father in the story, put yourself in the story. If you were the father, what would you think? What would you feel? I wonder, what would you expect the father to do in this story? Probably not this. Look at verse 20. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Were you expecting that? Just picture the scene. Let it sink in. The father sees him, loves him, runs to him, throws his arms around him, kisses him. The father is so overflowing with love and mercy and compassion for his son, despite everything his son has done. And he says, "Welcome home, son." I love that the son tries to give his prepared speech. He tries to get it out. He says, "Father, I'm sorry, I've let you down. I've thought this through." And I think, but his father cuts him off. It's like, no. Look at verse 22. The father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. The father throws the biggest party that the world has ever seen because his precious child has come home. He treats his son like royalty, with a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet and a beautiful coat, because he loves him so much. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard to accept that the father would behave that way. That the father would do that. In fact, we see that happen. Next, that's what happens. The older brother hears that there's a party for his little brother, and he refuses to go in. He's angry. He's jealous. He doesn't get it. He says, "Where's my party? How can you welcome him back after everything that he's done? How can you throw a party for him?" But listen to his father's gentle answer in verse 31, right at the end. "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but now he's found." Some people have asked the question, why do we call this story the lost son? Why do we call it the prodigal son? We should call it the running father. Because the father sees his son a long way off and runs to him and throws his arms around him and says, "Welcome home." Now, this isn't a story with a moral or a lesson like, "Oh, you should be like this. You should do this." Jesus tells this story to show us the way things are in this world. Each of us is far from home. Left to ourselves, each of us is lost. Each of us has said to God, our Father, "God, I don't want you. I don't need you." But the problem is that we were made to have God as our loving Father. We were made to be his precious children. And yet this is what God is like. He's the running Father, loving, patient, forgiving, merciful, opening his arms wide and saying, "Welcome home." Is this a surprise to you? Is this the way that you usually think of God? Many people say, "There is no God." Or, "If there is a God, he clearly doesn't care, because look at the mess." But the Bible tells us a different story. Jesus tells this story to show us that this is how God feels about you. When we turn around and come back to our Father, he says, "Welcome home." At Grace Church Kidlington, this is what we're all about. We want everyone to hear this. Because the message of Jesus isn't be a good person, or get inner peace, or fix yourself. The message of Jesus is come home. If this is all new to you, maybe this is your first time in a church or your first time at Grace Church Kidlington, please know that we're not selling you anything. If anything, we're announcing the fact that if you want it, you can come home and have a fresh start as a precious child of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus made this possible for us by sacrificing his own life for us on the cross. so that we could be precious children of God again. But know this. Now that we've heard Jesus' message, you can't ignore it. You have to respond. And so I would encourage you this morning, if this is all new to you, to do some digging, do some investigating for yourself. Was Jesus telling the truth? Was he telling the truth about us? Is he telling the truth about what God is like? As I mentioned before, we have a table over there full of leaflets and books, which are completely free. They are for you. Help yourselves. And I would encourage you as well, if this is all new to you, to talk about this with the person who invited you. Each of us is lost and far from home. But when we turn and come back to our Father, he says, "Welcome home." Sometimes it's helpful just to have a moment, just to be quiet and to think about what we've heard. So we're going to do that now, just a few moments, just to be quiet and to think. You might want to use this time to pray quietly and to talk to God yourself. But we're going to spend a few moments just being quiet. And then in a few moments, we're going to sing our final song, which is Amazing Grace, which celebrates the fact, with those words, "I once was lost, but now am found." Let's just be quiet for a few moments, and then we'll sing.